It is Friday, September 20th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us on this Friday. Hope your day's going great. Ron Hayes steps in now with a quick preview.
Well, Dave, here as we get to the end of the week, big activity, of course, yesterday on the floor of the House yesterday afternoon as that nutrition standalone bill was approved by the narrowest of margins. We have some of the comments from Congressman Frank Lucas as he made his pitch to try to get that across the finish line and now hopefully onto a conference committee once GOP leadership makes those appointments. We're talking ag weather, of course, a few minutes from right now. Kim Anderson's with us a little bit later on as well. And we also have Phil Tsang during our Beef Buzz segment at the end of the program.
All right, Ron, thank you so much. Well, all that and more when Midday Oklahoma continues right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the
winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
It is 7 minutes past the hour on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. The U.S. House narrowly passed a standalone food stamp bill yesterday, clearing a Republican roadblock to House Senate Farm Bill talks. The Nutrition Reform and Work Opportunity Act of 2013 received Republican votes and was approved 217 to 210. The emotional and partisan debate over nearly $40 billion in cuts to the SNAP program was a replay of one in June when the House defeated a full farm bill with $20 billion in SNAP cuts. But House Rules Committee Chair Pete Sessions says the strategy was also a way to give Ag Committee Chair Frank Lucas a stronger hand in farm bill bargaining with the Senate once the separate nutrition bill passed.
Why we're trying to do what we're doing, it means that we will arm him with the available content to go to the conference with the Senate to make the farm bill that includes the nutrition program even better and sustainable.
Democrats railed that GOP work and other requirements would knock close to 3 million recipients, including veterans, disabled seniors, and children off SNAP and free school lunches. House Ag Committee Ranking Member Colin Peterson complained the freestanding nutrition bill was unnecessary.
The House passed H.R. 2642, which can be conferenced with the Senate, and there's no reason to pass this bill here today other than to placate some people that want to make a point. This bill isn't going anyplace in the Senate. The President wouldn't sign it, so I don't know what we're doing.
Peterson noted more than 500 groups, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, opposed ending a 40-year-old marriage between farm and nutrition programs.
Letter to House members, the American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman said, "We are quite concerned that without a workable nutrition title, it will prove nearly impossible to adopt a bill that can be successfully conferenced with the Senate's version, approved by the House and the Senate, and signed by the President."
Regarding the next step in the process, House Speaker John Bonner says,
"As I understand it, the Senate probably will have to reappoint conferees. When they ask for a conference, we'll appoint our conferees as well. And the sooner the better."
That adds a few more days to the process of starting House-Senate negotiations as the clock rounds out on the one-year extension of the 2008 Farm Bill at the end of the month. USDA has again extended invitations for U.S. sugar processors to sell sugar to the Commodity Credit Corporation through the Feedstock Flexibility Program. Bioenergy producers are also invited to buy sugar under the program. The program, created in the 2008 Farm Bill, requires the purchase of sugar as a feedstock for producing fuel-grade ethanol and other biofuels to avoid forfeiture of sugar pledged as collateral by processors when securing non-recourse commodity loans from CPC. Coming up on 10 minutes past the hour, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will check the markets. Ron Hayes has the ag weather right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
Every day of my life, I use leadership skills and public speaking skills, the meeting, planning, and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our markets looking at midday?
Equity futures are under pressure here at midday. We have the December Dow Jones futures down 70 points at 15,503. December S&P futures are down 9 points at 1708.5. The U.S. dollar today is up 6 points at 80.54. And then the 30-year Treasury bond is up 14 points at 131.21. There hasn't been a lot of news to speak of today other than the different Fed presidents that are making remarks in regards to the FOMC meeting, which is Tuesday and Wednesday. So the market will really be watching what they have to say. One of them said that there could be a small taper in the month of October, but we'll see what the other guys have to say throughout the day. The energy complex is generally weak today, with crude oil down 82 cents, natural gas down about 4 cents, and then unleaded gasoline in the front month of October down a half a cent. And heating oil steady to about 0.2 cents higher. The cattle futures here are focused today on the on-feed report, which comes out at 2 p.m. Central Time this afternoon. We're looking for an on-feed number of about 93.5%, and that would put total head at just under 10 million head on-feed. If you look back at last year and then the five-year average, we were over 10.5 million last year, and then the five-year average is about 10.1 million. So we're still below both of those. All year long, we've been below where we were compared to the numbers last year. And then we've been really below the five-year average up until last month when we were right at it. So overall, numbers are still tightening for the cattle on feed. Place, we're looking for 91.6%, or about 1.84 million head. And then marketed, 95.5% at 1.87 million head. All three grain contracts are down here. Corn's down 7, beans down roughly 20, and wheat down about 10 cents. Informa said today that corn production is going to be 13.889 billion bushels. The USDA is at 13.843. They say that soybean production is going to be 3.224 billion bushels, where the USDA is 3.149. So both of those are perceived to be a little bit negative, and perhaps that's what's helping the market move lower today.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number, please.
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will look at all the latest market numbers right after this as Midday Oklahoma continues.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollars. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
It is 10 minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues. Time to take a look at our futures here today. October live cattle up 12, 126.05. December up 12 at 129.85. October feeder cattle up 90 at 160.27. November's up 72 at 160.75. October hogs down 115, 90 even. December's down 120, 86.10. We'll check the grain trade in just a moment. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed to Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers at OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed to Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
And checking the grain trade today, Kansas City wheat, December is down 9.5 at 692.5. March is down 9.75 at 697.25. December corn down 7.5 at 452. March down 7.25 at 464.75. November soybeans down 21 cents, 1318 even. January is down 20 cents and 3/4, 1320.75. Cotton trade, October is down 141 at 83.93, December down 16 at 84.56, October crude oil down 83 at 105.56, November down 51 at 105.35, October natural gas down 4, 3.68, November down 3 at 3.75 per million BTU. That's the latest on your futures. Ron Hayes steps in now and has the latest with your agricultural weather.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Howdy, neighbors. I'm Ron Hayes. So glad to be along with you today on this Friday afternoon. As we get to the tail end of the week, we're talking about our agricultural weather, and this has been a very interesting week of weather that we have lived through as we've gotten significant rainfall in some locations, others not so much, but looks like adequate amounts to probably get the grain drills going for winter canola and for winter wheat. We'll talk about these rainfall totals most recently that we've posted from this latest set of rain showers that's now making its way out of Oklahoma. We'll do that. We'll talk about agricultural weather into the weekend and the first part of next week as well, and we'll get started right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
When we look at our rainfall over the last 24 hours or 24 to 36 hours or so, we find about four or five different islands in the state of Oklahoma that did receive significant amounts of rain, and everybody else kind of got a couple, three tenths, and that was about it. in the bulk of our trade territory that we're talking to today, half an inch at Cherokee, half an inch at Medford, about 4/10 at El Reno. Everybody else got probably lesser amounts than that, half an inch at Alva. You have to go to places like Woodward where they got an inch and a half, 3/4 of an inch at Arnett, just over an inch of rain at Hooker, reported yesterday. You go down to South Central Oklahoma, almost 2 inches of rain at Ringling and at Ketchum Ranch, and just over 2 inches at Warrica, over an inch of rain at Idabel and Broken Bow and Mount Hermon and Lane, Oklahoma, over in the east central part of the state, Eufaula, Okmulgee, over an inch of rain, over 2 inches of rain at Westville and Tahlequah and Cookson, right along the Oklahoma-Arkansas line. That is in the last couple of days. Now, if you back up and you look at a five-day precipitation map from courtesy of the Mesonet folks, you see a lot more rain here in the middle part of the state, including an inch of rain or more at Medford and Cherokee and Lahoma, Fairview, Kingfisher, El Reno, Guthrie, the northwest side of Oklahoma City. All these folks getting an inch of rain or more, and pretty good amounts of rain, even right at an inch at Altus, inch and 4/10 at Tipton, inch and a half at Mangum down the southwest, where they are so very, very dry. It does look like the amounts of rain over the last several days enough to really get us going. Once it dries out enough to allow a tractor and a grain drill to get into the fields, we'll be planting a world of winter canola, winter wheat, very, very quickly, it does appear. As far as the forecast is concerned the next few days, let's talk about it after this.
Here at B&K Equipment, we bring you the best of the John Deere playbook, like the Gator XUV 825 IS4. With room for four, it's made to play hard, or the Sleepy Sound RSX 85i Muscle Machine. Right now, you can get $500 off these Gators and great deals on financing. Get John Deere's latest play-by-play from the B&K team or visit us on the web at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with B&K. Offer ends 10/25/13. Some restrictions may apply. See B&K Equipment for details.
Looking at our agricultural forecast, rain is headed away from us now. We'll be talking about daytime highs this afternoon, upper 70s it looks like. Clearing out tonight, 55 degrees for an overnight low by early tomorrow morning. Sunshine low 80s for tomorrow and for Sunday. Clear both nights and into the 50s once again. We're talking about by Monday a 20% chance of some showers and back into the mid-80s. That's your agricultural weather. Stick around, my friends. More to come today here on Midday Oklahoma in just a few moments.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you lift your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you lift, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER. Or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 1225 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Eppel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. On our OklahomaFarmReport.com calendar today, we have the first annual Heart of America Farm Show, the OSU Garden Fest, and a Pushmataha Field Tour. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year, Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
The first annual Heart of America Farm Show opens today at the Tulsa RV Ranch in Beggs, Oklahoma. That runs through September the 22nd. The event will include a rodeo, cowdog demonstrations, guest speakers, and a kid zone. There will also be a drawing for a 32-foot hay trailer. There will be several guest speakers at the show, including Radio Oklahoma Network Farm Director Ron Hayes, who will be speaking on rebuilding your mama cow herd and restoring drought-impacted pasture. Also speaking will be Radio Oklahoma Network's Hook and Hunt Show host, Steve Schiffner. He will talk about improving and managing your deer herd and turkey populations and how to maximize your income with hunting leases. Each of these guests will be accompanied by other professionals in the field to ensure attendees are well informed. If you'd like more information about the Heart of America Farm Show, you can call 888-244-1982. For a dozen years now, Garden Fest at the Botanic Garden at Oklahoma State University has offered gardening enthusiasts a place to come learn more and share gardening experiences. This year should be no different. The Garden Fest is scheduled September 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Botanic Garden at 3300 West 6th Avenue in Stillwater. Specialists from OSU will be on hand to present information about landscape design and pruning basics. This year's demonstrations will also include how to manage water drainage issues in the landscape, as well as glass bead making and watercolor painting. If you'd like more information about this year's events, you can go to www.botanicgarden.okstate.edu, or you can call Stephanie Larimer at 405-744-5404. Landowners looking to get the most out of their natural resources should plan now to attend the Fire, Wildlife, Timber, and Cattle Grazing Annual Fall Field Tour on October the 8th at the Pushmataha Wildlife Management Area. The tour will take place from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. There is no cost to attend. Participants will gain a better understanding of how to use prescribed fire, timber harvest, and cattle grazing to meet land management objectives, integrated timber, livestock, and wildfire management, stocking rate and carrying capacity considerations for running cattle, and ways to maintain and promote overall forest health. If you'd like more information about the event or its exact location, if you'd like more information on the Pushmataha Field Tour, you can contact Jack Waymeyer at 918-569-4239 or Terry Bidwell at 405-744-9618. Just a reminder, if you'd like to attend the Beef Quality Summit classes at OSU, you need to get your registrations in early, and you can do so by going online to www.fapc.okstate.edu/workshops/BQS.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
That's it for our ag calendar on this Friday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, all you have to do is drop us a line at ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, Jim, we certainly appreciate that update. We're just about half past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning, and we've got a news update coming up for you right after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO, or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Farm Director Ron Hayes joins us now, and he has the latest on wheat and corn prices.
Well, Dave, as we get to the end of another week, Kim Anderson joining us today. Dr. Anderson was interviewed by my friend Lyndall Stout on the Sun Up program. It'll be seen actually tomorrow morning on the OETA network. And he was talking with Lyndall about wheat and corn prices.
Prices have been grinding lower for both corn and wheat, especially over the last 2-3 weeks. Now, at the end of this week, wheat prices were substantially higher. And, you know, it's really, you know, the market's been dead. When a 10-cent to a 15-cent price rally, the market gets excited. Now, I think part of that reason may be because the Fed announced that it was going to extend the QE program. That's buying bonds. That has the potential to cause inflation, and when you have the potential for inflation, buyers tend to come to commodities, and that may be happening here. But you can look at wheat export demand, you know, export sales in this marketing year for all wheat, 38% above last year. Hard red winter wheat, 32% above last year. Soft red winter wheat, 210% above last year. So we've had good demand to give us, you know, build up and then maybe give us the price rally, and maybe we'll hold that.
Our grain marketing guru, Dr. Kim Anderson of OSU. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey made comments yesterday about how he was hopeful that a farm bill would get done before the end of September. However, Northey feels certain things, such as the government shutdown and the Syria discussion, cannot be pushed off the table by a farm bill.
Frankly, the Syria discussion out there is a very serious discussion. It needs to take place. And a farm bill, as important as it is, probably is not going to push Syria off the calendar for a House and a Senate. So I'm disappointed that we're to this place, that we don't have more progress, that we haven't had a conference committee that could pull a report together. And we've only got a couple weeks left, which means even less than that in number of working days left. I just don't see the momentum that suggests that it'll get done.
Congress has until September 30th. Before the current Farm Bill extension runs out. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said the House vote on the Nutrition Reform and Work Opportunity Act was a highly partisan step that does nothing to promote a bipartisan comprehensive farm bill. He added that the legislation stands no chance of becoming law. Vilsack says the bill would deny critical nutrition assistance for millions of Americans. When we come back, Ron Hayes joins us with the latest ag perspectives. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking to make play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Our agricultural conversation today features the comments of Frank Lucas, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, as he made his pitch on the floor yesterday for H.R. 3102, the nutrition standalone measure that did pass the House very narrowly yesterday afternoon. We hear from Congressman Lucas and what he told his colleagues yesterday in trying to get them to vote in favor of this measure right after this.
There's only one Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin injectable. It's called Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin injectable. Made by Bayer and relied upon by veterinarians and producers since 1998. Other drugs may try to say they're the same. But Baytril 100 is the only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for bovine respiratory disease control in high-risk cattle. It's also the only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment of BRD. Your livelihood is important to Bayer, and we're proud to manufacture Baytril 100 to our high standard of quality. When you're facing BRD, reach for the brand you trust in. Baytril 100. For complete product information, contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com. Prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day slaughter withdrawal in cattle is required.
As chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas was the manager of the nutrition standalone bill yesterday on the floor of the House of Representatives. As he presented the bill to his colleagues, here are some of his opening remarks that he made regarding 3102.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today in support of H.R. 3102. The Nutrition Reform and Work Opportunity Act of 2013. As we all know, in July, the House passed a farm bill only. This legislation did not include Title IV, which consists of the nutrition programs, including the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Since that time, our leader, Cantor, has put together a working group, of which I was a part, to create a bill that better targets federal nutrition programs to serve those in need of assistance. H.R. 3102 is the byproduct of that effort. Before I begin to highlight some of its provisions, let me take a moment to say what we all know to be true. There's no denying that SNAP provides important support for many Americans who are struggling. It serves a noble purpose to help you when you hit bottom. But it's not meant to keep you at the bottom. And that's why it's important we ensure the integrity of the program so that it's working in the most effective and efficient way, that it works to get you back up on your feet.
The chairman then went on and described exactly where are the various elements of H.R. 3102 came from, including from the House Agriculture Committee's version of foreign policy, their nutrition title, the work that was done on the floor of the U.S. House back in June when the bill failed, the amendments that were added that were nutrition-related, and then finally the Eric Cantor Working Group on Nutrition, they added some ideas as well. So you put it all together, that's where you get the almost $39 billion worth of savings over a 10-year period.
I will admit to you, this has been an unusual process, but it remains my goal to get a five-year farm bill enacted. I'm doing everything possible to make sure that that happens this year. This is a step toward that goal. It is my hope that we'll pass this bill so the farm bill process will continue. We have a responsibility to get this done. And quite simply, and I repeat, quite simply, it shouldn't be this hard to pass a bill that ensures all of us in this economy have enough to eat. And that's what a farm bill does. Mr. Speaker, I urge my colleagues to join me in supporting this bill so the process can continue.
You can check off this particular step of the Farm Bill process as the bill was approved. Now we wait on conferees to be named by GOP leadership to get the Farm Bill conference underway between the House and the Senate. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat. And will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here at midday today. The livestock futures, cattle futures are on the higher side. Hog futures trending to the lower side here today. On the grain futures, wheat futures are lower. The corn is lower. Soybeans significantly lower on the day today as well. We're going to run down all those futures markets for you in a moment. Also have the latest from the stockyards and the feedlots, all that and a lot more coming up right after this. It's the Moss Land and Cattle Company Complete Dispersion Sale, Saturday, September 28th at H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Everything goes, including 250 head of elite Hereford cattle. The sale also includes champion bull Starshock, plus his progeny in service. There's 5-year-old Star Futura and 3-year-old Gimme Some Lovin'. National Cattle Company is handling the sale. For a complete catalog, go to nationalcattle.com or call Eddie Sims, 580-492-4590. Heston knows hay, and if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. No cash cattle trade reported as of yet here on Friday. Still expect some later today, probably after the cattle on feed reports are released. Box beef at midday, lower today. Choice down 56 cents, 192.45. Select down 79 cents, 176.11. Choice select spread 16.34 with 103 total loads. Apache livestock auction, 2,644 head. Feeder steers 3 to 5 higher. Feeder heifers 2 to 4 higher. Steer heifer calves not enough for a test. Butter cows and bulls sold mostly steady. Feeder steers medium and large, 3 to 4 weights, 234 to 235. 4 to 5 weights, 177.50 to 203. 5 to 6 weights, 163.50 to 166.50. 6 to 7 weights, 147.25 to 170.25. 7 to 8 weights, 152 to 157. 8 to 9 weights, 143.50 to 151.50. Tuya Livestock Auction, Tuya, Texas, 1,103 head. Yearling steers sold firm to three higher. Heifers not tested. Steer and heifer calves traded mostly steady to weak. Slaughter cows and bulls were 2 to 3 lower. Feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 171 to 191. 5 to 6 weights, 164 to 167. 6 to 7 weights, 154 to 157. And 7 to 8 weights, 152 to 160. 8 to 9 weights, 148 to 149. The Cattlemen's Livestock Auction in Dalhart, 1,298 head, feeder steers and heifers under 700 pounds firm, slaughter cows and bulls 1 to 2 lower. Feeder steers medium and large, 3 to 4 weights, 203 to 218, 4 to 5 weights, 178 to $200.50, 5 to 6 weights, 166 to 182, 6 to 7 weights, 145 to 163, 90,000 pounds, 143 to 148.50. We will check the futures markets when we come back in a moment.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through the beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Livestock futures, October live cattle up 22, 126.15. December up 22, 129.95. October feeder cattle up 140 at 160.77. November up 112, 161.15. October hogs down 120, 89.95. December's down 105 at 86.22. On the grain trade today, Kansas City wheat, December's down 9 1/4, 692 3/4. March down 9 1/2 at 697 1/2. May is down 9 1/2 at $7.25. Chicago wheat, December's down 11 1/2 cents at 645 1/2. March down 11 1/4 at 656 1/4. May's down 11 1/2 at 661 1/2. December corn's down 8, 451 1/2. March down 8 at 464. May down 7 3/4 at 472 1/2. November soybeans down 23 cents, 1316 1/2. January down 22 1/4, 1319 1/4. March is down 22 cents at 1301 1/4. October cotton down 213, 83.21. December down 14 at 84.58. And October crude oil down 95 at 105.44. That's your market. Some Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you lift your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you lift, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest today, Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We're talking about the Japanese marketplace for U.S. beef after this. Wheat Watch 2013, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, featuring Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says looking ahead to the 2014 growing season, wheat producers should be doing a couple of things that he believes will help make them more successful.
Number one, first and foremost, is take care of our weed problems. We're never going to increase wheat yield significantly in Oklahoma until we get our weed problems under control. And the best time to control weeds is in the fall of the year when they're small. Second thing would be look at variety selection. Make sure that the variety you're picking matches your management style. We've got some varieties out there that succumb to stripe rust. If you're prepared to spray a fungicide, those could still have a fit in your operation. But if you're not going to spray a fungicide, you need to know that ahead of time and stay away from those varieties without a good disease package.
Management tips as we begin to think about putting that 2014 crop in the ground, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma Wheat Producer. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has been involved with the Japanese market for a lot of years. In fact, way back in the 1980s, a young USMEF employee by the name of Phil Tsang was the country director for USMEF in Tokyo. We met with him then as a part of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, class number one. Since that time, Phil Tsang has become the president, chief executive officer of the USMEF. While he travels the world on behalf of the U.S. beef and pork industries, he still has a special love for Japan. So when Japan once again became the number one destination for U.S. beef earlier this year, Phil Tsang, you know, was very, very pleased.
Yeah, I think we're really pleased with the performance that we've had as far as the U.S. industry in Japan this year. I think we're even the packers and the exporters are very surprised at how well it's gone. You know, our numbers are up dramatically in Japan, and I just, you know, and it's basically all sectors. There was a low inventory level there at one point in time in anticipation of the market opening. And now that it's opened, it's just been really, really positive as far as going to 30 months.
When you start breaking down the numbers, what really impresses you about what we've been able to do thus far this year in Japan?
Well, I think it's a cross-section. Of course, there's the traditional items that we would send to Japan, the short plate and some of those types of things. But the actual demand there, and I would have to attribute this possibly to the Prime Minister with his stimulus package. He's passed a stimulus package that probably is comparable to the package that was passed in the United States when we had our financial crisis. And, of course, pumping a lot of money into that economy has made a huge difference. And so it's given the Japanese, in my opinion, a lot of confidence. They have a lot of confidence in the future going forward. And obviously when you feel that you're going to be better off tomorrow than you are today, it makes a big difference as far as your purchasing patterns. The other thing, Japan is really now, I could say, probably recovered from the impact of that whole earthquake scenario 2 years ago. And, you know, Japan actually went pretty dark. And even though you weren't in an afflicted area, people had a kind of a sympathetic thing where they wouldn't just go out. They felt they should kind of endure and suffer a little bit. So people became very frugal after the earthquake, and I think that's shaken off as well. So there's a couple of factors in there that are, I think, quite encouraging. But definitely the improved economy has had a major impact for us, and the fact that they really have recovered from the earthquake situation.
Before the cow that stole Christmas back in December 2003, Japan, the number one U.S. beef export destination. It took 10 years for it to finally come back around, but once again, the Japanese, number one. You've got the Beef Buzz on.
It's the Moth Land and Cattle Company complete dispersion sale. Saturday, September 28th at H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Everything goes, including 250 head of elite Hereford cattle. The sale also includes champion bull Starshock, plus his progeny in service. There's 5-year-old Star Futura and 3-year-old Gimme Some Lovin'. National Cattle Company is handling the sale. For a complete catalog, go to nationalcattle.com or call Eddie Sims, 580-492-4590.
As Midday, Oklahoma begins to wind down, we've still got a few comments to make on our soapbox. Back on that after these messages.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Perkin, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplify the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? You can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday, Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, Dave, we are pleased to be hopping up on our soapbox for you today, wrapping up our program here on Midday, Oklahoma on this Friday. And yesterday, another step in the direction of a 5-year farm bill achieved as the full House narrowly voting that new nutrition standalone bill, 217 to 210. We've already reported quite a bit on that for you today, but a couple of nuances out of what was going on yesterday. First of all the Democrats greatly criticizing this bill, the ones that really don't care about farm policy, just basically bashing the bill, saying that taking food out of the mouths of children, out of the mouths of vets, out of single-parent moms, all of these people are going to die because this bill was passed yesterday. Others said wisely so that it would never become the law of the land, which it will not. And the Democrats that care about farm policy, people like Colin Peterson, top Democrat of the House Ag Committee, people like Debbie Stabenow, chairlady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, as well as Tom Vilsack, Ag Secretary, especially Mr. Peterson and Ms. Stabenow, they came back around and said, but this is also good that now we're at a point where the conferees can be named for the House so we can get a farm bill conference going between the House and the Senate. They understand that Mr. Lucas was kind of playing the part of a good soldier in getting this measure done so that conference can begin. And Mr. Lucas offered a carrot of sorts to those that were supporting the $40 billion worth of cuts to nutrition spending over a 10-year period, as he indicated that, I believe that elements within this bill are worthy of going to conference. Didn't promise that they would be in the final conference report, but he said they're worthy of being considered and possibly adopted. That's about all he could promise to folks as he heads toward a deal that he'll be making with the Democrats over on the Senate side down the road here. Bottom line, we're closer to maybe getting conferees appointed. Hopefully that will happen this coming week. That's our time here on Midday Oklahoma. Have a great day. Great weekend. I'm Ron Hayes.
All right, Ron, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate that update. And that's going to do it for us for this Friday. Hope you've had a great week. For Ron Hayes, Jim Fell, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning. We invite you to join us again on Monday at 12:05 for the next edition of Midday Oklahoma, coming to you right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.